Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line now by Eric Donovan, who is a coach for Jude Gallagher, who's taking part in an Olympics qualifying event in Italy this weekend. Eric, I suppose it's a big night for yourselves.
Yeah, it's a huge night, but I think for Jude, obviously, he's the most important man in this whole scenario. We're all just, I suppose, helpers and supporters of him, but he's worked so hard for his whole career, for years and years, and he's been through a lot of ups and downs, but he's boxing out of his skin at the moment, and we're just all so proud of him, and we're buzzing.
Yeah, and tell us then, what's the mood like in the camp at the moment?
Oh, he's supremely confident, really is. He's come on leaps and bounds now, he has, over the last year or two. You know, he's produced as elite champion of Ireland at 18 years of age, and you know, even at that time, which is quite young to be a senior elite champion, he was kind of in a good position to qualify for the Tokyo Olympic Games in 2020, but unfortunately, when the qualifiers came around, Jude had already grown another inch and a half, so he grew too big for the flyweight division that he was in. But over the last number of years now, he has developed nicely into the featherweight division, and that's where he's at now. And he's just super strong. Physically, he has developed at a great, you know, a great pace. But what I'm really impressed with now is his emotional development, how he's managing the fights. He's so mature, so strong, so composed. And yeah, he's just handling any task that's put in front of him, you know, with brilliance, really. And his last opponent, Mohammed from India, he's 30 years of age, a seasoned amateur boxer, a world bronze medalist. So he would have been one of the favorites for this competition, probably one of the favorites to win the gold. And how Jude dealt with him was extremely impressive. So look, we're all hopeful. He still has a lot of work done, but still a lot of work to do. He's to come through two more very difficult fights, and every opponent will present a different challenge because they all have different styles, different abilities. And this Moroccan that he's up against tonight is very tall, very, very tall, long arms. So he probably has the advantage on Jude in terms of height and of reach. But Jude trumps him in other areas, you know, in terms of, I think, boxing ability, strength, and experience as well. So, like, look, it's leaving itself out. But again, he has to perform. It's all about performing, you know. He has all of the tools and the ability. He has the ability to get the job done. It's just a matter of executing it on the night. So, fingers crossed.
Yeah, and I suppose it's been a good campaign for Irish boxers so far at the event.
It's been brilliant. It's been really, really good. And there's a couple of them that just narrowly lost out there today as well. Dana Morehouse and Martin McDonagh, these lost out on a split decision, came so, so close. But there's another couple of boxers out there, Grainne Walsh, Keelan Cassidy, who are only one win away from qualifying for the Paris Olympics. And Jude, if he comes through tonight, he's only one win away from qualifying himself. So look, I mean, they are on a crest of a wave out there now at the moment. There's some serious performances going in from the Irish team, and fair play to the whole high performance team that's working with these boxers to have them in great shape. And they're, you know, definitely going to take whoever they come up against.
Yeah, and Eric, I suppose if tonight ends in victory for Jude, who would he face in the quarterfinal, or do you know that yet?
Yeah, well, I kind of had a look at his draw from the back when it was the opening draw, when there was 64 in his weight. I had a look at his draw, and I kind of said that it looks like if he comes through his first three fights, he'll probably have a showdown with the Filipino Carlo Palam from the Philippines, who won a silver medal in the Olympics, in the Tokyo Olympics, albeit the flyweight division, which is, you're talking a good 5 kilos lighter than the featherweight division. So it looks like he's going to come through his side. And if Jude comes through tonight, then we're going to have a big showdown tomorrow between Jude and the Tokyo Olympic silver medalist from the Philippines. And Yeah, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be an absolute cracker. But look, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. You know, first things first, needs to focus on tonight. And he knows that. You know, I have a chat with Jude. I speak to him every day and he's focused. He's focused. And the most important fight to him right now, and the only fight that matters to him right now, is his fight tonight against the Moroccan. And he doesn't look past that. So, and that's the attitude. And I think that's where he needs to be. And once he gets through that, then we can switch our attentions to the next task.
And finally, Eric, what would it mean for you, Jude, and even the club, the Two Castles club, to have a Olympic qualified athlete?
Oh, it would be absolutely a game changer, really. You know, Jude is a superstar, Newton Stewart, and in Tyrone, and he's well known across the whole country of Ireland. And the club there, you know, was established in after the London Olympic Games, and boxing had an incredible success at the London Olympic Games, won 4 medals there. And the Two Castles Boxing Club was established then and has 35 Irish titles since that time across all ages. There's plenty of youngsters that look up to Jude in that club. And great coaching there, great coaching staff, great support, great volunteers doing great work in the community. But I really do believe that if Jude can do this, it'll be absolutely fantastic for the club, and the success breeds success. You know, the impact that will have across the whole, the wider community and the county will be just incredible. So we're all hoping, we're all rallying in behind him, and we believe in him. We're backing him 100%.